AP News, I'm Hayapanjwani. The U.S. Senate has dismissed all charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the first time in nearly 150 years, the House impeached a cabinet secretary. But then,
the Senate, sitting as the Court of Impeachment, stands adjourned sine die.
The Democrat majority voted to dismiss both impeachment articles and end the proceedings before any arguments, after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer argued the GOP charges failed to meet the impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
An illegitimate and profane abuse of the U.S. Constitution.
Top Republican Mitch McConnell argued the Senate was effectively ignoring the House.
It's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
It's an embarrassing defeat for House Republicans and Speaker Mike Johnson, who had made impeaching Mayorkas a priority, with border security a top issue this election year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Donald Trump goes back to court today in New York for a jury selection in his hush money trial.
Jury selection in the hush money trial of Donald Trump enters a pivotal and potentially final stretch today as lawyers look to round out the panel of New Yorkers that will decide the first ever criminal case against a former president. Court was not in session yesterday. On Tuesday, seven jurors were chosen, including a cancer nurse, a software engineer, an information technology professional, a sales professional, an English teacher, and two lawyers. 11 more people must still be sworn in, with the judge saying he anticipated opening statements as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret.
This is AP News. At a meeting with family members of Japanese abducted by North Korea, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. is committed to calling for the return of those missing.
The United States stands with all the families, with all of Japan, and with the international community in pressing for a resolution that will allow all families separated by the regime's policies to be reunited.
At a news conference, Hawaii Attorney General Ann Lopez says the new Maui fire report is not to place blame on anyone.
This phase one is so that we can understand what happened on a minute-by-minute basis. How people acted, how government responded is, whether we were successful or not, is what happens in phase two.
That audio is courtesy of Olelo Community Media. I'm Hayapanjwani, AP News.